Hey guys, this is Werner. We want to try something new and in the form of a podcast. We don't quite have a name for it yet, but it would be something in the direction of It's Your Move or Next Step or maybe even Beat the Monday Morning Blues. And what the podcast will be about is to briefly unpack the Sunday sermon that just went by. So the idea is to send it out on a Monday morning, and it will be mostly an interaction between James Lapperman and myself talking through some of the headlines of the sermon. And the purpose of it would be that sometimes we are great Sunday messages, but we leave it in the auditorium on a Sunday, and by Monday morning we're back to life, back to reality, and just to sort of further our thoughts on it. So how it will be communicated is via a WhatsApp group, but just to be clear, and this WhatsApp group, as you will see when we create it, we will call it the CTCOC Communicator, to do normal broadcasting for sort of urgent messages that we don't do via email. And then we would also most probably create a group that would then be the podcast or It's Your Move. The phone number that will come through for that would be 076-166-0216. I'll say it again, it's 076-166-0216. And important on this WhatsApp group is you'll see that when we create it, that no one can comment on it. So for those of us, if you're anything like me, where don't necessarily like being part of big groups on WhatsApp because everyone thumbs up, and every time someone makes a comment that goes bleep bleep beep, this WhatsApp group will not be able to do it. So it will only be one-way communication from the church office, and then briefly with things like this podcast, and we can even futuristically send sermons that way or create a sermon group for those who want it. Then it will be immediately on your phone if you want to re-listen to it on a Monday morning. So that is sort of introductory thoughts as to where we want to go with this. Without further ado, let me go over to our first discussion on the sermon of yesterday with Together Part 1.
Hi there, everyone. This is James Lapperman, and I'm sitting here with Werner Voss. And actually just finished our Sunday sermon, the first in the series on Together. And what we wanted to do was just to have a little bit of a discussion, a post-sermon discussion. And I had a few questions that I wanted to ask Werner just about the theme, about the topic, as a reflection for us as we go into the new week. And so, Werner, you know, obviously there was a couple of things that came up in the sermon, a couple of points just around
being together,
around being together, around heart and around schedule. And I think often those things can be confused. What is your take on the kind of the heart versus scheduling tension that often happens in our lives, where we feel like, well, my heart's there, but I just don't have the time, or I'm too busy. You know, when is it a heart issue? When is it a scheduling issue?
I think through the years that I've seen, certainly with myself and with others, many others, is I don't even know where the reference of the passage is, Matthew somewhere, where Jesus says, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And if I treasure something, now that obviously passage could talk about money, but it's anything that I treasure, I have found that my heart will follow, and then my schedule will follow after that.
Mm.
So, and I'm not just talking about church issues here. You, whatever your desire is, you want a nice garden, you want the latest iPhone, you want a game, you want to get something for your kids, whatever it is, once that's locked in your mind, I have seen very phlegmatic people become very choleric because their heart is here, that's their desire, and then they make the time. And I'm not by that saying that the schedule is not hard.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's an easy adjustment, but somehow you make it work. You want to make it work. It's not even a want to make it work. I'm making it work because it's my desire. So I do think that, and I hope this answer is not too long, I do think that sometimes we get mixed up with, I need to be more committed, instead of saying, I actually need to figure out what's going on in my heart, get help with it, that I can see the value of God's family and me being together with other Christians on a daily basis. And we obviously have it structured around family groups, and it can be with anyone, but then I'm at least part of that family group, and this is how I do life. Versus a schedule, how do I fit something else in my schedule? I think you made a good point, obviously, with your graph in the sermon, is that everything needs to flow from this family. This is church. Maybe that's even the way to look at it, is that what we view church as Sundays versus, as we have often spoken about before, be the church. You are the church. You and I being here together having this discussion is part of being the church. And doing that on a daily basis within a family group, that's church.
And tell me, I mean, you know, if I had to think over the years of different family groups, you know, there are, you know, within a family group, often there's the person or the couple that they come to everything, you can count on them. They just, you know, they've made a decision that this is this is their life, this is their priority. But you also get people that, you know, one gets the feeling that their hearts are really, they want to be there, but it just feels like they can't get it right. They're always either, you know, something comes up, or they can't make it for various reasons. And at the time, it kind of feels reasonable, but over the period of years, you kind of get this kind of this story that this isn't their greatest treasure. You know, how would you help someone who maybe doesn't even see it as being a problem?
Sure, well, the doesn't see it would mean be the church and have a conversation with that person. I do think, again, that it's very rare that you fall into these things, but rather that you drift into them. And often it's poor choices that lead there. Let me give some examples. I mean, there's some choices that, or some things that happen that's really hard. So a change of job could be really hard. A work expectation could be really hard. Family, which I come back to just now, having kids could be really hard, and adjusting it to the schedule. But one of the things that I clearly remember in becoming a Christian 25 whatever years it was ago, is the very clear idea of Jesus being Lord means that everything else gets built around him from the word go. And that is what I had to give up, in terms of that I wanted to, and becoming a Christian, and people challenged me on stuff, I would often talk about it's like a kid with a bunch of toys, and every time someone challenges me, I could give you one toy instead of giving all the toys, and God wants all the toys. And once I get to an all the toy place, I'm going to be very cautious in what kind of job I take and what kind of hours there would be, so that I'm upfront with what I am and not able to do, because my desire is on the side of I want to do kingdom work. I want to advance God's rule and reign here on earth as it's in heaven. That's what I want to do. And I certainly want to make a contribution at work, what have you. But this is the family life. This is how the family life works. So I remember as a young Christian, clearly with those things in different scenarios, is okay, so back then we had midweek every week. So it was Wednesday nights, that's family time. Thursday nights was Bible talk every week. That was family time. Sundays. But then there were also times, basically the other days, studied the Bible with people. And so those were just not there. That was just the way that it was. But it was what I desired. I didn't desire to do the other things. And I'm not saying that I, not no desire, but the greater desire was for this. So that's the one front, is helping people see, maybe to consider, hey, have you drifted into this area? Or did you make poor decisions that I took up the job and I knew I was going to work every second Sunday? And again, I know the issue in our discussion is not necessarily Sundays, but it's certainly inclusive. And then the other one that I've seen, that I know we spoke of offline, and you also mentioned in the sermon today, is actually having children is quite traumatic to sitting here with a baby at church. Now, these days we do have a parent lounge, which is helpful. Back in my day, we didn't. And I'm not part of the service per se, but part of the fellowship. And today I'm super grateful for it. Back then it was hard. I must say, sometimes I bounced that baby and thought, what on earth am I doing here? But looking back, I'm so grateful, because we created a rhythm with the kids and our lives that this is what we do as a family. And so we brought the kids. All my kids grew up in Kids Zone every midweek, every week, Sunday services, going to Bible talk, all those things. It's just the way that we do it, versus what I see often happen today with people with young kids, is they're saying, I don't want to break the kid's rhythm. Let's adapt to the kid. And I start building your life around the kid. And before you know it, the kid is 10. You're still not coming to a midweek service or to Bible talk because I want to protect the kid's schedule. But life is not about the child. Life is about God. And the kid needs to learn that this is what we do as a family. So that's a lot of things to talk through as you try and help someone, but most probably the idea would be to help them see it's not a meeting issue.
Mm.
As we said earlier, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, and there you will be also. But how are you? How's it going with your walk with the Lord? And how are things going? Where's the heart's desire? And untangle some of that. With the understanding, without a doubt, particularly parents with young kids, life is crazy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So maybe just from my side, a closing thought, and you can obviously add anything yourself, is so let's just say, let's paint a scenario. So it's Monday morning, and listening to this podcast right now is a disciple that is reflecting and has realized, boy, if I really think about it, I allow my family, whether it's my extended family, whether it's my immediate family, whether it's my kids' schedule, to have a louder voice in where I'm going than God. Boy, if I look at my work schedule, I've taken on some extra work or started a new business and it's an overwhelming schedule, and I realize that my work life is overshadowing my spiritual decision making and my desire to be together with other disciples. So I'm reflecting on those things, but you know, what's the now what? It's Monday morning, I'm on my way to work. What is something that I can do today, this week, to try and build some more momentum and some more depth and build some conviction on these things so that I can start making some better decisions?
Well, one will be dependent on where your heart is at. In other words, do you have a clear biblical view that this is what God wants? If not, obviously go back to the scriptures, start studying from Abraham and God's promised family all the way through to be able to see that that is what God wants. But let's say that box is checked. Next would most probably be to pull people into the conversation. Your spouse, friends, spiritual friends that are close, saying, hey, this is what I've noticed, this is what I've seen, this is where it has drifted. And then make decisions.
Just before you say that, I mean, do you think this is a confession issue? I mean, do you see this as, boy, I need to confess that I haven't prioritized these things?
I would say confess sounds very strong. I'm not against, certainly not against the word, but I need to be open and allow people in my heart.
Mm.
And I would maybe consider the prioritized thing, but I would maybe rather go for the, listen, I can see that I've lost my heart for this, or that my heart has drifted for it. And because my heart has drifted, and because I've lost vision of what it is that God is trying to do in us and through us, I've let go of the priority matter.
Mm.
And so the two things that I need help with is, one is to get my heart back on track, and then help alignment with my schedule and conversations that I might need to have with my employer, with my family, whatever, to get us back on track to being this.
Mm, mm, mm.
If I can throw in a closing thought, the big closing thought for me would be that this is not just about going to a family group or going to a worship service on a Sunday, but it's the day-to-day involvement, and it is thinking, how can I contribute to the family today?
Mm.
Who needs encouragement? And this is not for the family group leader, sure, them too, but is there someone that needs encouragement? Is there someone that needs a phone call? Is there someone that needs a WhatsApp? Is there someone that I can just pass around, take a meal? How can I be engaged? How can I join someone with a Bible study? But it's that this is my family. I think all my kids are still in the house and we are together every day. We all have very different schedules and very different priorities currently in life, but we still remain together. And I think that is from our leadership team side, that is the hope, is that we can be that family that functions together in a family group, being there for one another, helping one another. At times, one is going to be stronger than the other, and the stronger will help the weaker. And, you know, 6 months from now, the roles change. Now the stronger is weaker again, and the weaker is stronger, and then we'll be for each other. But that we talk it through, and that we are interested in every segment of each other's lives, work, family, work stress, not just I'm stressed at work, what am I stressed about, how can I help you, praying for it, following up, so how did it go, the talk that you had with whatever, or the customer, it's just being family. So let me close with this. For those of us that have our own families, or have had, maybe we're older and our kids are already out of the house, or we currently have kids in the house, would be to think about, if I have a healthy family scenario at home, how do we create this in a family group spiritually? My interest in my kids, my support of my kids, I think of how many prize givings I've given to where I sit there for 2 hours to get 3 seconds of my kid up on the stage, but that's what family does.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks, Vanna. That's all from us for today, and we'll check in with you guys again soon.
Thanks, James. Cheers. Hope you guys enjoyed the first podcast. This one was, the actual discussion was actually very short, 12 minutes. In the future, we might make it longer, depending on the nature of the discussion or what it is that we are unpacking. Just a reminder again of the CTCOC communicator phone number is 076-166-0216. If that comes through on WhatsApp, and then again with the WhatsApp group, no one will be able to comment on it. It will just be a message of communication. And if you're on the group and you don't want the podcast, you don't want to be part of the communication, you're welcome to just exit the group and no one will judge you. Well, guys, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week.